It should not be hard to be sensitive. Imagine the days of explaining and defending your sensitivity are over. How would your life change? What would unfold for you? This is your time to rise. Welcome to the podcast for Sensitives Rising with your host, Nicole Eisler.
Oh yeah, freedom, baby. I'm talking freedom this week. How bad do you want it? What would your life look like if you were living your freedom? Freedom comes up all the time. It comes up all the time. It comes up on social media, comes up in movies, people want freedom, right? It comes up in conversations. It comes up with my real clients. These are real people, real conversations, and it's probably popped its head up in your life. Something that maybe you're craving more of is freedom. Well, this episode is for you. We're going to talk about freedom. Maybe not the way you're thinking, though. We're going to stir it up, as we always do. I love to flip everything upside down and take a different perspective at it, right? Take a different peek and look at it. But this week, we're talking freedom. You might want to get a pen and paper, because I'm going to have you answer a couple of questions when we come back. All right, and we're back. This is, of course, your host, Nicole Eisler. I'm so excited to be here for this topic. Oh, I'm always excited to be here with you. This is going to be amazing. We're going to talk about freedom this week. And, you know, I feel like, I was going to say this is the year for freedom, but I think every day is an opportunity for freedom. This is really about you accessing this mysterious thing called freedom, because everybody wants it, right? Everybody wants it. I want more money. I want more time. I want more time with my family. I want to earn more. I want to find my magical job that I just love and I don't hate going to it. I want to find the right relationship. I want this. I want this. I want this. Fill in the blank. Whatever it is, that whatever it is that you filled the blank in with is in some way for you this idea of freedom, right? If I just had that, then man, then I'd be happy. Then I could do what I want. Then I could feel what I want. I could be with who I want. I could go where I want. Isn't that like, and freedom, if you were to define, I said I was going to have you answer a couple questions, and really, what is freedom for you? Because it's, while they can be really similar for people, and if we generalize it, right, the right relationship, enough money, time to do what I want, enough energy, whatever that. But if you really, really, really get into the layers of it, it's very personal what your what freedom means for you and what it would look like for you. And there's a lot of information out there that paints a picture that tells you that freedom is hard to come by. Even though, well, okay, I live in the USA. We're all about, right? It's about American freedom. But everything you look at, there's so much stuff out there that's telling you. I've even heard people who are into astrology and everything saying this is going to be a horrible year for energy. And, well, good God, let's make it even harder on ourselves. I don't, you know, I really don't buy into that stuff anymore. Is it true? Is it a fact? Sure. But you always have the power and the potential to change your mindset, to reshape your thinking, to get you what you want. Always. In every moment. Like, what if everybody said, oh, winter is the worst? Winter, and for sensitives, if you're sensitive to the season, which I kind of chuckle at now, I can't help it because we're sensitive to everything. So does that mean, oh, you're just screwed? Like, you're a sensitive. Life's just hard for you. Remember, this is coming from me. I'm a self-empowerment coach for sensitives. So I don't like to feel crummy. And I definitely will never say that my life is harder because I'm a sensitive, because I think that's a bunch of bogus. That's just, no, we're putting so much power into other things. So let's say, well, winter's such a hard season. If you're a sensitive, you're just going to be miserable. It's going to be so hard for you. It gets dark early and you just start painting this horrible picture. Well, that's kind of what I've been hearing about the energy for this year. Look, you can paint whatever picture you want, but I would pretty much put my money on that you'd like to paint a picture for freedom. Living your freedom, not just talking about it, not just journaling about it, not just, you know, dreaming about it. Wouldn't it be nice if? I mean, we play the wouldn't it be nice if game quite a bit. You ever feel stuck, start playing the wouldn't it be nice if game, and it's a lot of fun. Wouldn't it be nice if I actually was doing something for a living that I love and enjoy? Wouldn't it be nice if my spouse started to understand me more? Wouldn't it be nice if I was fit and lean and I lost 10 pounds? Wouldn't it be nice if I had all the energy that I needed for everything that I wanted? Wouldn't it be nice if I made $3 million a year? Wouldn't it be nice if, right? You can go on. I can go on and on. I can come up with all different examples. And that's more fun because my brain says, yeah, that would be nice. Now, freedom, I want to talk about some truths about freedom, because I don't care if it's today, it's tomorrow, it's next year, it's winter, it's summer, it's spring. Life's always going to bring challenges. That's just the facts. It's a fact, Jack, right? Life is full of challenges. Great. All right, we got that out of the way. Who cares? Seriously, who cares? What I care about is you being equipped with the right tools and the right mindset to get you through the challenges. Let's not focus on the actual challenge or the planetary energy or the season. Let's focus on you. What do you want? What does freedom look like for you? What would living your freedom, what would that look like? What would it feel like? Who would you be in a life like that? Because that's where the power is. The power isn't in any of that stuff. It's not. The power is in you. And that's what I'm here is to activate the power within you. I don't even read any of that stuff. It makes no beans to me. What makes beans to me is how I feel right now. How do I feel right now? How do I want to feel? How do I need to feel to do what I want to do, to get done what I want to get done, to accomplish what I want to accomplish? How do I need to feel in this moment? Because if I want to get big things done, I want to make a big difference in this world, and I would just bet that there's something in you, you want to make a big difference in this world in your own way, whatever that looks like. And I don't really care if you're not clear on it yet, because it's coming, right? Then really, we have to show up a little bit bigger, yeah? We have to show up ready, even if we're not ready. You have to show up bigger. You got to believe in it. You have to have the confidence. You got to show up with the right energy, or it's not going to happen. So why would I be buying into all that, all those other things that are painting the picture that freedom is so damn hard to come by? It's super simple, actually. It's super simple, but I'm telling you, you got to be hungry and you got to be committed. And that's where the challenge comes in. Freedom itself, gaining freedom, living your freedom in your life, it's not that hard. What's hard is being consistent. What's hard is going against the grain. The grain is what everybody else is saying, what everybody else is telling you. The challenging part is showing up different. But when you do, oh my God, it's so fun. I was talking to my son today. He's going for the combine next week. And for football, and we were talking about differences, right? And what a difference in his athleticism and his mindset and how he shows up and how he's just using his instinct on the field and how he's been training, right? And his different approach. And he was saying, he said, it's like a switch flipped and I just don't think about it anymore. I just catch the passes. Next thing I know, he said, I don't even remember. I'm rolling on the ground. I got the ball in my hands. Where before, years ago, right, he was caught up in the thought of, I hope I catch this ball, right? So we want to get you to the point where that switch just flips and you just show up, right? You just show up and you just keep doing what you do and you do it your way and you do it so good you don't even have to think about it. I was on a consult today with a great lady talking about the same thing where, you know, I describe it like when you are, even when you're aware, but you still have to think about your energy. You still have to think about, you know, am I in the right mindset? What am I noticing? What am I thinking about? What do I want to be thinking about? What, that's a lot of work. And she said, it's kind of exhausting. I said, you're right. But the beauty is the more that you do it and the more that you practice, because we know how I love the word practice, the more you practice it, you go from conscious competence where I got to think about it, I got to think about it, I got to think about it, I got to tell myself, I got to redirect, I got to do this, I got to do that, right? And I go into unconscious competence. It's just totally innate. Like I don't even think about it, just happens, bam. And there's a little bit of an unlearning process, actually, to get to that. Now, you'd think you'd have a learning process to get to that, But really, in the work that I do, I love reminding my clients who they really are, how strong they're really wired, right? The gifts that they have, going back to the basics, getting all the garbage out, and it's a remembering. Oh, yeah. Well, I hear this kind of comment. Oh, yeah. I used to love doing that. Oh, yeah. I used to be really curious. Oh, yeah. But then I got scolded. Or then this happened. Or then that happened. Right? So we just get rid of that. We just wipe it away. Does it sound too simple? It's not. I don't like complicated. Right? I say that all the time. So let's talk about some truths about freedom. Freedom is pretty simple. Right? It's simple. But we complicate it. We complicate it with building these obstacles and throwing up these stories and telling ourselves the wrong thing because that's what we were told and we bought into it. We buy into the lies and we do all this stuff. But freedom is really simple. I want what I want. I show up like I'm going to get it. I focus on what I want and then I get what I want. Simple. Right? But we complicate it. Freedom is accessible, by the way, at any time. You don't have to wait for it. It's not out there somewhere. Freedom is accessible at any time. It is within the power of your mind. It is simply like, and really, it's like, there's no attachment. There's no, like, circumstances or, like, standards or, right? I'm not saying you don't have to have standards, but what I'm saying is, freedom is right there. You just choose it. You literally just choose it. Because you're never going to get the freedom that you actually want by feeling trapped. You understand that? You are never going to live the freedom that you want by showing up feeling small and feeling trapped and feeling like a prisoner. Oh, I hate this job. I wish I wasn't here. I wish I was over there. I don't have enough of this, but I really want more of that. You cannot possibly get what you want by showing up opposite. You got to show up in the energy that you want. Freedom is an energy. It is a presence. It is how you show up in your life. It is always, always. Freedom comes from you. It doesn't come to you. You don't get to go, like, get it. You don't get to go find it. Right? It's already there. Just access it. Tap in. What's making me feel trapped right now? What's making me feel limited right now? Man, I don't want to feel free. I'm going to choose that. And by the way, freedom is not free. I know a little trick on that word, right? Yeah, but it says freedom. Freedom's not free. You got work to do. Freedom's not free because freedom involves doing things sometimes that you don't want to do. And that's one of the hang-ups I see. People get so focused on what they don't want to do, and then they don't do it. And then they stay trapped. Like, think of something right now in your life that you have to do, that you don't want to do. And how long have you been avoiding it? And how much has it been staring at you, like sticking its tongue out and getting mean and vicious about it, right? Ha ha. You don't want to do this. So I'm going to haunt you. Follows you everywhere. Even when you're not around it, you think about it, right? Look, freedom's not free. You got to put in the work. You got to be focused, right? You have to make some changes. You got to change, and we're going to talk about what you need to change. Primary thing that keeps people from living their freedom. And it is probably not what you think. Freedom is probably not what you think. If you guess it in advance, I will give you a star. It's awesome. Because I love it like this. See, this way, the way I look at freedom, you can have it anytime you want. And it's a lot more fun, but freedom's not free. You got to do some work. You got to make some changes. And you have to be committed. Right? You have to be consistent and committed. And that takes effort. Yeah? And takes focus. And it's not free. And the work that is really involved, yeah, there's work like taking action in your life. You do have to take action and all that. But there's also inner work, what I call soul work. you gotta get rid of your baggage and your shit that's just holding you down. It's like, if you can visualize it, right? It's like every messy thing that's ever happened to you, a bad or negative experience, you take that, let's give it an image, because we love energy to be tangible, and let's say that's a brick, and you take those, and then you put all your bricks together, and you build up these big walls, and now all of a sudden you feel trapped, and you feel like a prisoner, and you go, I don't get it, like, how come I can't get my freedom? I like to tear down the walls. Look, let's figure it out. What are those bricks made of? To me, it's all energy. It's all energy to me. And if I can work with energy, I can make it work. We can repurpose that. And instead, maybe we take those bricks and we tear down the wall and we build you a bridge to get to where you want to go. Right? Like we create a path for you. Right? That's the way I look at energy. I love to make it tangible because the reality is you're feeling what you feel. You think what you think. And all of it adds up to either walls that surround you and block you, or you can lay down the path and you can just move on and live your freedom. So, all right. So freedom's accessible at any time, right? And it's this energy. Freedom is not an outcome. It's not. And I'm not just saying, like, you know, happiness is the way, and yeah, I mean, I want to have fun in my life. There's no point to me. If I'm just going to work my ass off and I'm miserable, I'm not having fun, I'm not enjoying it, then, oh, okay. But, right, you want to enjoy, I want you to enjoy all that life has to offer you, whatever it is that you want. But freedom is not an outcome. I see people attach their freedom to whatever it is that they want. Which means that then the quality of your life is an outcome, which it is not. But if you answer this next question, and I actually want you to, there's some questions I want you to answer, and I'm going to actually tell you to stop the podcast and write out your answers. Because truthfully, the quality of your life is a mindset. It is not an outcome. And let me tell you why. This is true for myself and is true for every client I've ever worked with. You start out, you feel stuck, right? You feel trapped. You don't have what you need. You don't have enough of this. You don't have enough of that. You want to be somewhere else, not where you are. There's always something, right? Because we all have a starting place. That's fine. And then you think, oh, but if I get that, whatever that is, like I said in the beginning, if you get whatever that is, well, then I can be happy, fulfilled, relaxed, at ease. I'll have inner peace. Oh, then I can feel relieved. Oh, then I can feel loved. Oh, that. No, the quality of your life is a mindset. It's not an outcome. I know this because I've watched people achieve certain outcomes. And they still feel the same miserable way. Outcome didn't change a thing. In fact, it's almost more disappointing because then they get there and go, okay, I did this. How come I feel the same way? The quality of your life is a mindset, not an outcome, because what I see happen for people who start to do the work, and I mean the inner work, they start believing in themselves, they start showing up different, they start creating, they define themselves, and they create this vision for their life. And they start taking action on what is most meaningful for them, right? Not all this other bullshit distractions. Raise your hand if you're shiny object squirrel, right? Distractions. Distractions came up on the live stream on Monday. By the way, if you're not watching those, you want to hop over to Facebook on my business page and certainly join us in Sensitives Rising on Facebook. That's the online community. And we talked and everybody was joking about this. Oh, yeah, distractions. Oh, yeah, that's me. Squirrel, right? You got all that going on. That pulls you away from. But when you get focused, right, and you start to create this vision for your whole life, this is what I want. This is who I am. Here's how I want to feel in my life. Man, this is awesome. This is so great. And you're so excited. You get up in the morning. You feel inspired. You're enthusiastic for your life. And you are moving in a direction you like going. You're taking action on the things that are most meaningful for you instead of wasting all your time on distractions or things you think you should be doing that actually don't mean anything for you. But when you're doing the things that you want to be doing, you're taking action on it, that's freedom. Because you're like, this is awesome! I'm doing what I want to be doing. I'm taking action on what I want to be. And I'm seeing results. And I'm making, like, progress. Right? There's no shittier feeling than working your ass off, taking a bunch of actions on meaningless shit that means nothing for you. And you feel like you're spinning your wheels. And your energy stinks. And you're showing up. You're getting tired. Motivation's going out the window. That is not freedom. Oh, no. Can you say, trapped in my life? We want you to be living your freedom. When you're taking action on the right things, you know who you are. You know what you want. And you're making it happen. It doesn't matter about the outcome. I mean, the outcome's great. But honestly, it's who you become in the process. That's where freedom really happens. Holy shit, I didn't know I could do this. Oh my God, this is so great. Wow, this is actually happening. Look it, I did something and I stepped out of my comfort zone. We had a member this week, and to some people this might sound so silly, but for her it was a limitation. She could not drive on the freeways. Major anxiety. But she's been stepping out in her life. She's been stepping up in her life. She's been taking action in her life, trying new things, new classes, having deep, serious conversations with her spouse, right? About what she wants and who she really is and what she wants to feel in her life. And she's been backing it up with action. And she drove herself and took the roads that terrified her before. And she said, I noticed all the beauty and the animals and the nature. And I just looked at it as an adventure. And see, that's what happens when you get out of your comfort zone. When you liberate yourself, which is what freedom is, you liberate yourself, it's not an outcome. Hi, new life. I've been waiting for you, right? So there's more for you out there. Now, here's where I want you to get the pen and paper. I want you to answer a few questions. And when you answer these, I want first thing that pops in. I want you to think about it, because here's what happens. You're going to get an intuitive pop. Boom! That answer, that image, that whatever pops in. And then you start going, well, but I mean, it's not that bad. And I'm not sure. And you start talking yourself in and out of it. I just want you to, boom, what is it? Ready? Where in your life do you feel trapped? Right? Where in your life do you feel trapped? Something popped in. Ugh. Either it's like money. Oh, my relationship. Can't speak my mind. I'm not as healthy as I want to be. I feel overweight. Exhausted. I don't know. What is it, right? Oh, there's so much clutter in my house. Where in your life do you feel trapped? And what do you want to assume control of? Same way, we're getting to the same things here, right? So where in your life do you feel trapped? And what do you want to assume control of? Okay, next question. What's stopping you from living your freedom right now? That's where I want you to really stop now. Pause the podcast. I want you to write out everything that pops in. What is stopping you from living your freedom right now? Write it out. Whatever pops in. Everything that pops in. Don't worry about what it means or what you're going to. Just write it out and get clear about it right now. And when you come back to the podcast, I'm going to tell you something about whatever you wrote down. Whether it was one thing, 10 things, 3 things, 30 things. Right? And we're going to talk about, what's behind freedom. How do you access it? How do you get it? So what's stopping you from living your freedom right now? All right, here it is. Whatever you wrote down is not what's stopping you from living your freedom right now. what you believe about what you wrote down is. Did you get that? I'm going to say it again. Whatever you wrote down, I don't care how many things are on your list, 1 to 100, I don't care. Whatever you wrote down is not what is stopping you from living your freedom right now, but what you believe about what you wrote down actually is. Guess what we're going to talk about today? Right? We're going to talk about beliefs. Because it is the number one thing that is keeping you from living your freedom right now. No matter what freedom means for you, no matter how you would describe living your freedom, no matter what that looks like, no matter what it entails, no matter how many beautiful things you weave into the story, it's what you believe about those things you put on that list. That is what's stopping you from living your freedom right now, not the actual things on your list right now, right? Because the beliefs are what the limiting beliefs, the beliefs about whatever those things are, that is what is building up these walls that keep you a prisoner where you currently are, right? It's what recreates patterns, attracts the same kind of people in your life, creates the same money stories, same relationship issues, same job issues, all of that, beliefs. My favorite thing, I love working with beliefs. I love to just rip the shit out of them and put them back in the right way. There, I said it. Yeah, I love to destroy limiting beliefs. Get that out of there and get your brain wired the way it's meant to be. Where you're free. You go do what you want to do. You hang out with who you want to hang out with. And you don't hang out with who you don't want to hang out with. Oh my goodness, this just... You have experiences that you want to have instead of being miserable. You speak up for yourself. You show up the way you want to show up. You go have a great time. You're not even focused on what's going around you because you're having such a good time you didn't even notice. Right? And there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of ways that self-limiting beliefs can show up in life. So it's a little bit different for everyone because you've had totally different experiences than others. Maybe similar, like it might involve parents, or it might involve a spouse, or a bad work experience, right? But it all showed up your way, and for someone else it showed up their way. So that's why when I'm working with people, there's no one way. I don't do it cookie cutter. Do I have learning? Yeah, I mean, there's things that we have structure to the program and we have certain modules they go through, but I got to change it up because everybody's a little different and they're all at a different starting point. And, I think that's the fun, right, for me is that, ooh, I get to work with different people who have been through different experiences in their own way. And even though every single person, you, me, anybody else, we all have the exact same emotions. It's not like, well, these five people, yeah, they didn't get anxiety, so they never have it. And these five people over here, they did not get any heavy thoughts. So they are never down. They never feel depressed. They're good. These five people, see, it doesn't work like that. It might seem like it sometimes. Geez, does anybody else feel the way I do? I don't think so. Am I the only one that feels this way? No, you're not. Everybody has the same emotions. It's that they show up different for everyone. And when you learn the language of your emotions, as in their signals, nothing more, nothing less, their signals, some of them are more fun to feel than others, and some of them kind of suck, okay? But they're all there to help you understand where you're at on the emotional guidance system. Now, we're not going into that part today, but just know that everybody has the same exact emotions. It's just that they show up totally customized, totally different, and we experience them in different ways. And my job is really to help anybody that I work with help you understand how to learn the language of your emotions so that you know what to do when you get the signal, so you can adjust into a better feeling emotion. Simple, right? I love it. It's simple. But today we're going to talk about limiting beliefs because they can show up in that icky feeling place. Faux show. Like those can show up in the bad feeling way, right? But there's a lot of different ways these experiences, these limiting beliefs, that kind of thing show up for everyone. However, because we all have the same emotions, we just figure out and help you really understand how your emotions are showing up. And we also use the feeling, which we're going to talk about, to identify, are there any self-limiting beliefs that are creating? Because let's talk about, so what isn't freedom? Well, the opposite of freedom is resistance, right? Feeling blocked, feeling stuck, feeling trapped. All of that is on your energy, right? It's like a brick wall. Boom. Brick wall on your energy. So self-limiting beliefs definitely are creating resistance for you. So you can pick any area of your life, right? If you look at the areas where you felt, where you feel trapped, like what I asked you before, and you look at how you really feel about it, right? You maybe write that out in detail, right? How you feel about it, that would come forward. If I asked you to tell me what you want for your life, what does freedom look like for you? How do you feel with it? How is your life different? And you would write that out. How would you feel about that? Everything we do as a sensitive needs to stem from feeling. It's our superpower. It's your superpower as a super feeler. You're a super feeler. Right? So this is all about feeling. And if you want what you want and it's not there yet, that means you're not in the right energy or feeling state to make it happen. If I want what I want, it's big and it's like, you know, I want to work. Like I have this goal. There's someone that I want to interview, right? And they're pretty famous. I want to interview, let's say, right? But I'm so scared and I'm so timid and I don't think I can do it. You think, how's that? How am I going to pull off that? Right, I got to be in the right feeling state. I got to be in the right energy state to do that. So let's talk about a belief. Like, how do you even get them? What is it? What is a belief? A belief is simply your expression of what you think is true. Right? It's your perception of reality. It's something that you were told that you accepted as a truth. So, what if someone along your path told you something and it wasn't very good, it wasn't supportive, it was limiting. Oh, you shouldn't do that. People fail at that. Oh, you shouldn't do that. You're not very good at that. I don't think you should do that. You really think you could do that, right? All these things. Somewhere along your path, you've been told things by different people, some positive, some negative, right? And I only say positive or negative, I don't look at good or bad. But you claimed it as your truth. You owned it and said, oh, okay. Boom. Belief is created. Whether it's impacting you in a positive way or impacting you in a negative way, that's the difference, right? So there's a couple of things that go into this that create these beliefs, kind of lock them in, right? And that one is this constant search for meaning. Right? From the second that you came into this world, you have been trying to figure things out. That's the way our system works. We're constantly assessing. We're constantly processing, especially as a sensitive man. We're deep processors. We're always doing that. Scanning, reading. I went to a meeting today and I noticed myself scanning the table, energy, feeling everybody out, feeling outer space, what's going on, who's what, whose personality, what, right? It's just what we do, right? It's what you do. You walk into a room, what are you doing? You're looking around the room, you look at where you're going to sit, who's there already, what's the energy like, where's the lighting, is there a cold spot, is there one? This is what you do. We assess, and we're trying to figure things out, right? So you're always seeking answers to that question, why this? But why that? That's just what you do from the moment you take, the moment you come into this world. Boom. Why? Okay. Then there's another part, which is this emotional safety. Well, that makes total sense, doesn't it? And your unconscious mind, its highest priority is to try to keep you emotionally safe. Right? It spends almost all of its energy protecting your feelings, keeping you out of this emotional pain and discomfort. Oh, you don't want to do that. Oh, you might get hurt. You might fall down. You might fail. Right? It does it in kind of a crappy way, though, right? It's going to scare you back into the corner. And then the next thing is this, it's like this inherent desire to be right. Right? The human mind does not like to be wrong. It wants to figure things out. Right? It's looking for meaning. And why? Well, because being correct makes you feel in more control. Makes you feel in control. If I'm right, then I'm in control. If I'm wrong, what does that mean? Right? And so we kind of do whatever we can to be right. Some people will even argue to be right. They need to be right. They can't be wrong. Being wrong is scary. Being wrong means they don't know enough. Being wrong means they're not good enough or whatever. Right? So you mix these things together. Like any one of these things, not necessarily a negative. Any one of them, search for meaning, nothing wrong with that. Creating emotional safety, there's nothing really wrong with that. Right? This need to be right? Okay. Wanting to be in control. However, that's you now. See, I can explain that. You go, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But that's not really where it all started. We're going to go back in time. Right? Back, you know, childhood, right? So the very first time you ever experience something painful or embarrassing, you mix these three things together and you're talking kind of it's like a recipe for a little disaster, right? So creating these painful, it's sort of like self-defeating beliefs, right? And those lock in and can be there for a lifetime. Right, can cause you then as you go through your life to avoid certain things that feel similar, to back away from opportunities that might put you out there too far, that, right, it creates these, because you don't want to be embarrassed again, oh, I don't want to feel bad again, right? And so a lot of people knock on the ego, and that's fine, but the ego is still part of you. It's just trying to keep you what? Emotionally safe. Doesn't want you to hurt. So in the work that I do, I just go, well, yeah, I recognize that. That's your ego. We want to recognize what's ego and what's intuitive. Because intuitive is expansive. Ego is very limiting, keeping you safe, comfort, tucked in, right? But that's not where the magic happens. And that's not what keeps you fulfilled, right? So then we look at, okay, so all these things mixed together. Yeah, somewhere between the age, like when you were born and 7, right? Most of your beliefs, that's when they're formed. And then really just by exploring, you're doing new things. You're a kid. You never did it before. You're brand new in the world. Hey, I'm a newbie. I'm going to see what this is. Ooh, hot. That's hot. Ow, hurts, right? So now, ooh, don't touch the hot stove anymore. See, there's good things that can happen. Oh, I'm a newbie in the world. I want to try this. Nah, 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 nah. You get made fun of and bullied. Oh, I'm not. I'm going to be quiet from now on. I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm not going to raise my hand. I'm not going to. Right? I was talking the other day about, did you ever get made fun of for being a teacher's pet? I did. Teachers used to pick me to help them with projects, grade papers, get snacks ready. Probably because I was the quiet behaved one, because sensitives usually are the quiet behaved ones. And I would get made fun of. Eh, what are you, teacher pet? So do you think when the teacher said, can I have a helper? Oh, no, I never raised my hand. At work, grow up now, right? Anybody want to go for that? No, I'm not going to go for that because they'll just make fun. They'll just think that I'm a suck up. Right? Because your brain has to twist that. So those things. So example of an empowered meaning. When you were a kid, something happens, might be like, you know, it's not like you're, but we're going to just pretend we're in your little baby mind, right? Why did mommy feed me? I was hungry. And why did mommy feed me? And an empowered meaning would be, well, she wants to take care of me. She loves me, right? That's an empowering belief. Beautiful. Well, that's good. Those are great ones. But some of our beliefs, when they're reinforced over this period of time, right, we start looking for proof. So many times when I start working with a new client, they come, they have lots of proof as to why something's not working for them, why they're the problem. Oh, but I have lots of proof. And why I can't find connection in my life. Like, nobody even wants to be around me. They treat me this way and they treat me that way. And they give me 10 examples. And I don't really need the examples because I know where it's stemming from. It's not stemming from all those people. It's stemming from, and you're thinking, well, how am I responsible for how people treat me? Because it's the energy we show up with. If I show up like a doormat, people are going to treat me like a doormat or worse. You don't treat me like a doormat. I said freedom is a presence before, right? It's confidence. You show up with conviction and confidence, people will not treat you like a doormat. And if they even try, you either won't notice or they'll be gone in a hot second. Boop, out. You're out, man. You don't treat me like that, right? Now, once you have the meaning, right? You're searching for all that meaning. You don't even realize it, but as you go through your life, you're going on this, like, scavenger hunt. It's unconscious, though. It's not something you're thinking about. Ooh, I need to find proof as to why I feel this way. That's not how it shows up, but it's like this scavenger hunt, right? You're looking for this evidence. I need evidence to prove this new idea. Now, on that empowering belief I gave you, mommy loves me, and that's why she feeds me. So then you look for proof. Oh, mommy hugged me. See, she loves me. Oh, mommy tucked me in at night. See, she loves me. Right? Oh, mommy's at my school play. She loves me. Right? So we look for proof. Well, that's awesome when you're collecting this bunch of proof every day, which, yeah, is part of the process of changing how you show up when we're talking about limiting beliefs. You're going to look for proof for what you want and what you want to believe. Because that's really how you reinforce. This works whether it's positive or negative, because when a scenario happens, an example, something happens to you where the event is painful or embarrassing, right? In a child's unconscious mind, to avoid anything ever like that again, it will do everything to attempt to save you from that emotional pain. That's why the ego kicks in. That's why I don't hate the ego, because I understand. It's like your protector. It just kind of does it in a half-assed way. It should do it like, hey, remember who you are. Man, you're a rock star. You're awesome. You totally got this. Yeah, so what if they say that? Like, it should show up like that. That's how your intuitive voice shows up. But instead, it kind of throws this stuff to scare you and keep you, you know. So it just needs a little training, really, right? So this comes in, so your mind creates this sort of restricting perspective, this restricting belief, this fear, right? And it's all in this attempt to try and understand what either just happened and definitely, we don't want that happening again, right? So it does stuff like, remember last time when you tried to do that, you fell on your face. Remember last time when you did that and they laughed at you. Remember last time, but it's all happening under the surface. Okay, so to your unconscious mind, not knowing why something happened is actually more uncomfortable than adopting the negative limiting belief. If it doesn't understand why it happened, that is actually more uncomfortable than just creating a negative belief to explain it. Remember, I got to look for meaning, I'm trying to figure it out, right? So now this can show up. So let's say, why did the kids yell at me at the schoolyard? Or why did they make fun of me? Or why did they call me names? I'm not good enough for them to like me. See, it creates that limiting belief to just, because there's really, that doesn't make sense. Why did they yell at me? Why did they bully me? Why did they call me names? I didn't do anything. Right? And you can see that happen to somebody else. Well, that's not right. But when you're a kid, in your kid's mind, you just go, they don't like me. I'm not likable. Right? So then all these other things start to spin off of this. So now that can create more fear. Right? Well, I don't want to go on the playground. Why? Well, because I'm going to get picked on. Well, I don't want to go out in the open anywhere because people make fun of me. So let's say you have this vision. You want to be a speaker. Well, I'm not going to go out on that stage. What are you kidding me? People are going to mock me. They're going to laugh at me. What if they call me names? What if I sound stupid? Right? So this keeps you frozen. And there's definitely only two kinds of beliefs. And they only do one of two things. Right? There's a positive belief. Totally aligns with everything that you want, everything you desire. It totally builds you up. You feel stronger, you're lighter, you're confident. That kind of belief, ready? Feels good. Yes, it feels. It feels good. And those are very empowering beliefs. That means it powers you up, builds you up, makes you stronger, right? That's one way. The other kind of belief is a negative belief. They do not feel good. They're not self-supporting. They definitely feel heavy or defeating. They can create anxiety for you. They feel bad, right? They have a bad kind of feeling. They make a negative impact on your energy and your confidence. They really limit you from creating this beautiful life that you want, and they keep your dreams all locked up in someday. They're creating tons of distance and, you know, between you and what you really want. Those are self-limiting beliefs. And everybody has a tossed salad of both. Okay, you got a mixed thing going on where there's supporting beliefs and there's limiting beliefs. And if you look at the areas in your life that feel easy for you, I didn't say they're easy, but they feel you have ease in your life there. I guarantee that you have positive beliefs going on there. Whether you earn money like a rock star, or relationships are your, like, you got the golden touch, right? You got the Midas touch in your relationships, or, maybe you're psychic, maybe whatever it is. Health, fitness, boom, yeah, I do that, right? It's like easy. I guarantee you got supportive beliefs. Whatever area in your life that you wrote out earlier where you feel trapped, you wish you had control of, right? And what's stopping you? There's probably some negative beliefs going on there. There's some limiting beliefs, and there's proof to back it up. There's probably proof to back it up. You could give me, like I said, it happens all the time. People can give me 5, 10, 20 examples, just rattle right off their tongue of why that is true, whatever it is that they don't like in their life. And this is why it's true, because this. And I just kind of stop them and go, I actually don't need to know all that. I already got it. Let's work on the belief. I go, what? Yeah, but my sister-in-law, or yeah, but my coworker, yeah, but my manager, and it usually involves other people. There's a lot about relationships. But you don't have control in that person. We got to look at inside for you, right? You and beliefs, because you're a sensitive. So here's the coolest part, right? Because how do you know if you have limiting beliefs? Well, whatever you're thinking about feels like shit. There, pretty simple. Summed it up. Okay? There's a lot of emotions that do not feel good. And when you think those limiting beliefs, those yucky feeling emotions come up. But because you're sensitive and you're a super feeler, all you have to do is become super mega aware of your feelings. That's right. You're going to use your feelings to help you identify if there's self-limiting beliefs and what those are. Because if you are feeling anything less than amazing, wonderful, right? If you feel tense, you feel anxious, you feel grumpy, you feel down in the dumps, you feel heavy, limiting beliefs are probably sneaking in, playing in the background. Now, I'm going to read through, this is just a little snippet, right? Top 25 or so. Might not go through all of them, but it's okay. There's such a mix and a blend for everyone. And you can see if any of them grab you. Ooh, yeah, that's me. I have that one. I don't know what I want. Oh, I just have this fear of the unknown. I hear this all the time. Hey, I don't know what's going to happen 1 second from now. Except that we're going to move on with the podcast. I don't know what's going to happen. Right? But I don't know what I want. I don't know. Well, what do you want? I don't know. Okay. Well, I know you don't know, but if you did know, what'd you want? Right? It's too late to pursue. I'm too old, right? Things about age come up. Here's one. Oh, I mean, I don't need a lot of money. What? Why would you ever want less money than you could have? Right? So there's some beliefs in there about either deserving or people with money are, what, I don't know, bitches. People with money are, you know, they're sneaky or they're it's all about power for people with money. Like, see, this, because this spider webs into other limiting beliefs. So I don't need a lot of money. I'm not enough, right? Not enough what? I don't know. I'm not smart enough. I'm not talented enough. I'm not rich enough, thin enough, whatever, right? Yeah, I don't know. Ugh, if I try, I'll fail. There's that one. If I try, I'll fail. You don't have to have money to make money. That's true. You can start from not, like, you know, from nothing, but, I mean, money, again, energy, so many beliefs around money. I love this one. I love this one when someone comes to me. Well, I've already tried everything and nothing has worked. Well, one, if you've never worked with me before, you haven't tried everything. And two, I bet it worked in some way, but it's showing up different for you. So I love to take, well, what have you tried? And they start, I go, okay, so if that didn't work, so now you have more information, so actually it worked, right? So we look at that. We like to break down. You know what? It's just selfish of me to even want more. Oh, my God. I don't need everything. Oh, my goodness. I just give away everything that I get. Why? Well, because, I mean, I don't have to have everything. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, how this is so spinning you out of where you want to be. I don't even feel like I really deserve it. I don't feel like I deserve the right things. Again, these are beliefs. Who taught you that? Shame on them. Whether they meant it or not. Ugh. Right? Or whether it just got in there and locked in. I just don't have any willpower. I mean, I look at other people and they can do all these great things and I just can't. Stop it right now. There's another fun one for me to bust in. I love working with beliefs, by the way. I get super geeked. That lady I talked to earlier, she goes, I said, well, how, you know, what do you feel like it's costing you if you don't change? She goes, well, it's 100% negative. I go, I know, and I'm so excited. And she goes, what? I said, I know that sounds so silly, but I love it because now we've identified what we're going to work on. She's like, oh, yeah, that's true. Right? So how do we make it work for you? I have to work. You just have to work hard, and you got to sacrifice, man. You got to sacrifice to get what you want. I don't sacrifice shit. I want what I want, and I love it all, right? I'm all about, I just saw this question on Facebook today. Somebody posted, what do you feel you have to sacrifice to work, to hustle your goals? I was like, I don't sacrifice anything because my goals are about my life. These aren't just little, like, checkmarky, checkmark, check, check, check. This is about my life. I show up in my life, and I want more, I want to live more, right? And I want my life to look and feel a certain way, and so that's bigger, and I feel like success is my responsibility, it's my duty, it is what I love to do. I love to be present in my life, so I don't look at it like sacrificing, because what I'm working on, what I'm focusing on, that's my priority. You don't have to sacrifice things. You can actually have it all. You just got to plan better, right? You can have more time with your family and have your own business. You can do all kinds of things. You can actually own your own business, be mega successful, have family time, have rocking relationships, actually earn the money you want to earn, and have time to work out and be fit and healthy and cook and eat healthy and do all these beautiful things. Like, it's amazing, right? So what is it? What are these limiting beliefs? Where are they grabbing you? Because let's tear them apart. You know, if people really knew me, this happens a lot for sensitives. If I really showed up as the way I was, I don't think my family would like it. I see this with sensitives who are going into a spiritual path, or they want to become a medium or a psychic. They want to do tarot or oracle readings, and they're like, oh, my family won't accept me. They won't, you know. Okay, well, that is a limiter. So here's something you're passionate about, you feel called to do, but you can't do it because you're afraid that they're going to, that's hurt, so hurtful, right? You don't get to be who you are because who you are is different than anybody else. And it gets really hard, as I say, to show up and be someone you're not. You know, I should be further along than I am. Things will never work out for me. I can't be happy. My relationship, I can't have a career I want. I really shouldn't put my needs before others. I should take care of my family first. I just don't have time. I'll never make enough money. I'm confused. I'm too sensitive. I'm afraid to get my hopes up. I don't have what I need. I mean, there's a couple more here. Ready? I've already failed. Oh my God, I've had so many businesses that have failed. Yep, welcome to experience. Good for you. Now let's use it to your benefit, right? I'm afraid of what people will say. And you know what? My hand is raised. I've had these. And yes, sometimes things show up. But this is really, so how your beliefs really drive your behavior, right? They your beliefs completely form the energy you show up with every day, your presence. And your beliefs, they play a huge role in you living your freedom or not. And, you know, beliefs, I mean, I have client after client after client, they show up with the beliefs they have, and we start working on things, and they bring all their stories, all their proof, the proof we talked about before, everything that's ever gone wrong, that they failed at this or that or whatever. And I had a client, she said to me once, I mean, is it really possible for me, this change, is it really possible for me? And after she started telling me everything, from that perspective, I could see why she was doubting it. Not doubting it anymore. Right? Can you reprogram? Yes. Do you need to? Yeah, if your life is not what you want, if you do not feel like you're living your freedom, then yes, you do. You must reprogram your mind. You have to reset your mind. That's why it's called mindset. I am setting my mind in the right direction. I'm putting, right, this is my set point. I'm pointed in the right direction now because your mind will go wherever you focus it. Right? You want to hit the target. You got to aim at the target. And if you aim at the target and you pull the trigger, right, and you're focused, you're dialed in, boom, you hit the target. If you don't focus on that target and you point it in the opposite direction, you go, I can never hit the target. I just don't get it. I just really don't get it. I don't know why I never hit the target. Everybody else can hit the target, but I can't hit. Yeah, let's get you dialed in. Let's get you focused, right? Let's reprogram. And awareness is huge. Awareness is a key. Look, just stop. If you have been trying to get rid of your negative thoughts, just stop. Don't even bother with that. Swear to God, don't even bother with that. What I mean by that is, I don't care that you have negative thoughts. I care that you believe them. I don't care that you have limiting beliefs, but I care if you believe them. Okay? What we have to do is be aware, redirect, refocus, right? So you recognize you have a limiting belief. Anything that sounds bad in your head, makes you feel like shit, is a limiting belief. Ooh, I recognize that. That's a shit thought. That does not feel good. Right? Boom. I reject that shit. That is not a good thought. I am not going to believe what I was just thinking. You do not have to believe everything you think. Truth. Right? So I'm not going to believe that thought. It doesn't even serve me. It's crap. Throwing it out and rejecting it. I'm going to think this instead. I'm going to replace it with a thought that makes me feel like queen or king, right? I'm powerful. I'm confident. Damn straight I got this. I've done a ton of things I've never done before, and look at how I handle it. I'm better than who I used to be. I know more than I used to know. And who cares if I fail? Then I know what not to do, right? There's so many ways to talk to yourself in a way that builds you up. You must be selective about the thoughts you accept as your truth. You must be so selective about what you allow to go on in your head and what you believe. Right? So don't believe everything you think. Think with intention. Point your mind in the right direction. Ask yourself better questions. You'll get better answers. Focus on the right things and you will move in that direction. Right? Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Focus on what you want. Take action on what you want. You want to reinforce your limitless beliefs, not limiting. right? So if you notice those thoughts creeping in, just catch yourself, do that. You can refocus, get rid of those thoughts, just redirect it, man. Just take that. That's it. That's it. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And yes, you're going to program. Because every time you do it, throwing in another, you're reinforcing that wiring. Right? Now you throw in some emotion with it. Hello, super feeler. It's your superpower. Throw in some emotion. Damn straight, I got this. I can do anything. Right? Start seeing yourself doing and living the life that you want to live. Living free. And you put that emotion into it, it'll back it up, it'll reinforce. Next thing you know, you got some awesome wiring going on in your brain, and you're showing up different, you're showing up more confident, you have more self-esteem, your energy, your presence. All you got to do is walk in the room and people are like, hi. You don't have to go introduce yourself anymore because people are coming to you. That's the thing I see entrepreneurs and online and whatever, and they're like, oh, I got to be doing this, you got to be doing that, you got to this, they got to this, you got to this. You know what? Yeah, I just got to be present and I got to be in the right energy and people come to me. I've had it happen. They go, oh my God, I want some of that energy. I love your energy. As soon as I heard you, it was like, man, I just love your energy. And I have energy like that, but I'm really struggling. I have this. Go, yeah, let's clean it up. Right? I love what I do. I love helping you live your freedom. Living my freedom is the greatest feeling ever, because it allows me more energy, more space, more time to help other people live their freedom too. That's where my fulfillment came in. It's amazing. Doesn't mean I don't still have distractions or create them for myself, right? It doesn't mean I'm not challenged. It doesn't mean that I have everything I could ever want, but it's my freedom's not an outcome. It's a mindset. I get up and I'm like, I love this. What am I going to do today? What can I create today? Who can I help today? Who do I get to talk to today? Who do I get to meet today? Freedom. Right? Now, how do you get freedom faster? Right? Certainly, you choose the thoughts that feel better, but you also get support. Right? This is a little bit longer today. We dove in. And so you look at your list and it's not what you wrote down on your list that's stopping you from living your freedom. It's really what you believe about what you wrote down. And that's where I can help. I'd love to help. It's what I literally live for, is to help you live your freedom. That means owning your energy. And ultimately, it means dominating your life. Damn straight you can do it. And it's simple. And when you work with me, it's actually fun. It's fun. We have fun, right? And that's what I do. I help you rewire. Get rid of those self-limiting beliefs. Figure out where the energy work needs to be done. Figure out where the behaviors that are backed up by the behavior or the beliefs. Why is that showing up? Well, that's what I'm pretty good at, is figuring out why. Right? So schedule a power chat and let's talk about it. Let's get it figured out. Let's get you living your freedom as quickly as possible, because I don't see why we would ever let more than right now pass. It's available. What did I tell you? It's available for you anytime. You can access it at any time. You don't have to wait. Let's reshape these beliefs so that you're living your freedom. And guess what does happen when you reshape your beliefs and you start living your freedom? Guess what does happen? You have better outcomes. Grander outcomes. The good stuff, big stuff starts rolling in. You're like, oh my God, why didn't I do this sooner? That's no worries. See, let's just do it right now. Right? All right. It's your time. It's your year. Man, I think this is the year of freedom. I don't care what astrology says or anything else. This is the year of freedom. Because it's right there for the taking. It's not free. You got to do the work. But it's right there for the taking. It's right there for you. I'm here to help you get it. I want to hear your results. I want to hear from you. Schedule a power chat. Let's chat about it. Let's get it mapped out. Let's get you living your freedom right here, right now. That is what I wish for you. I want you to dominate your life. I want you to have everything and anything you could ever possibly dream of. I want you to live the most beautiful life. And not feel like you're trapped or you're stuck or you got walls just built up around you, right? I want you out in the open, because I know that when you feel that way, you'll shine your light. And I know that you have the energy and the power to brighten someone else's day. And with that, we can make a lot of change in this world, a lot of positive change. we can do that together. Right? I hope you enjoyed this episode. I sure did. Obviously, I could talk about this all day. It's my favorite, right? But it's really about you. What I was talking about today was really about you. It was about you, your life, you living life the way you want to live it. That's what I want for you. Let me know how I can help. We'll be back for another episode soon. Until then, get out there, dominate your life, take a look at those answers, schedule a power chat, and let's talk soon. I'll see you over in Sensitive's Rising. All right, bye for now.